14. Feeling helpless or powerless. Dialogue 1.
If our investment project is going to get import substitution status, it has to meet certain product specifications. Can you guarantee the quality coming out of your factory?
Of course, we will give you the best quality products. We stand by our quality.
Unfortunately, your word isn't going to be good enough. We're going to get the classification we need. If we're going to get the classification we need, everything must meet the requirements of the Chinese inspectors. We can't afford to lose on this one.
Mr. Jones, I can tell you, we are prepared to deal with these issues. We have a research team working as we speak to investigate the quality inspection and testing center's requirements. We will be able to get certification. The venture product will meet the same quality standards as imports do.
How can you be so sure?
Well, I happen to have the quality standard report in front of me now. I took the liberty of calling up the inspection office before our meeting today. I guess that you would have these concerns.
Well, I suppose that makes things quite different.
Would you like to see the reports?
Yes, please.
Dialogue 2.
We can't possibly allow for 2 months in transportation time for our order. It's not what you promised. You said timely delivery, and 2 months isn't timely.
Oh, well...
What's more is that according to market standard, the discount offer you've given is way below what is currently available from most suppliers. You're going to have to give us a better deal than this. I expect shipment and delivery in 1 month or less, and a discount of 15%. These terms are completely in line with current trends in the market. Your company will just have to take the losses on this order.
Well,
with the time we've already invested in our negotiations, I expected a better result by now. We can't promise much in the way of future cooperation at this rate.
Oh, Mr. Jones, I know you are not yet satisfied with the terms of our agreement. We can continue our discussion until we are both satisfied and we found a mutually acceptable agreement.
Well, I expect so.
As far as discussing the terms of transportation and discount and what is currently typical in our market, I've got to give this area some more thought before we go on. I'm not quite ready to have this discussion yet. Can I call you back about this issue later this afternoon?
Well, I suppose so, if you think you'll be ready to talk about things then.
Yes, I will be more prepared to address your concerns. I'll call you around 3 p.m. this afternoon, and we can continue our discussion then.
Fine.